Hallo, hier ist Jürgen Klopp. Echte Fußballfans fiebern ja die ganze Woche dem Samstag entgegen. Echte Autofans auch. Da ist nämlich Opel-Tag.
Nicht vergessen, am 29.09. ist Opel-Tag. Erleben Sie die Premiere des neuen Opel Combo und unsere SUV-Modelle. Am 29.09. bei allen teilnehmenden Opel-Partnern.
What's up, fool?
Yeah, man. What's up?
What's up, fool podcast? How's everybody doing? We're back.
Hell yeah.
From a long week. We were in
West Palm Beach.
West Palm Beach. It was humid over there.
Soaking up the sun rays by the pool.
It was humid, but it was more humid with Adam Murray in the room. We were there with Adam Murray from Orlando. He's the guy with the two little curls. The one that from the Facebook video, the one you guys thought looked like Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Jake the Snake Jr.
He's Jake the Snake Rupert. Rupert.
Rupert.
Rupert. He's Rupert Murdoch.
He wishes.
He's Rupert Pumpkin, bro, from Comedian, Pumpkin, bro. Hey, bro, you think I just threw him my tape in?
Two. This fool, dog. You're trying to find out who the producer to your show was, too, dog. Send in a reel.
This guy, first of all, man, we got to get an e-fund going for it to get him luggage, man, because
we're
going to two gigs already. I think Fort Lauderdale, Tampa, and now this gig here in West Palm Beach. And this fool shows up with a hamper with clean clothes.
A hamper. Good baskets, eh?
A laundry basket, pretty much, of clean clothes. And he carries all his, he made his back seat. He put a big pole, like, for clothes hangers. Yeah, it looks like a closet that where he hangs all his dress shirts.
It's a wardrobe.
This guy like a private investigator.
Yeah.
He's ready to just jump in anywhere. Oh, hey, where's that over there? Target? Hold on, man. Let me get my red T-shirt. And start shoplifting.
Jack of all trades, master of none.
Yeah, man. He treats that car like a cab.
fucking travel partner over here, dog.
Yeah, man. He looks like a dude that's too old to go to raves. Yeah, he wears those baggy pants that, like, he just, like, man, nah, they're baggy pants, huh?
They're like Jenkos from the 90s, dog.
Has the long arms.
Fucking they scrape the floor and shit.
Showed up with dirt weed again.
Oh, my God, dude. Fuck that weed, dog.
Man, that weed was so bad, he didn't even smoke it.
He's like, you guys go at it. I'm not fucking touching that shit. Fuck, dude.
You know what his weed looked like? His weed looked like those round, prickly thing that fall off trees.
Fucking
pine cone? A pine cone, yes.
Pine cone weed?
He has that pine cone weed.
Look, how about that night he took off his socks, fool, and his shoes? Almost fucking gagged, dog.
Oh, yeah, man. This fool took off his socks. It was a Thursday sock from driving all day.
That's a four-hour driving sock.
Yeah, man.
It should smell like Mexican cheese, dog.
Nah, man. It's more like Monterey yak.
That's easy. He looks like a yak, fool. Oh, it looks like he drinks cockroach milk, fool.
They do that now, right?
Yeah, it's fucking gross. Who would do that? How broke do you have to be?
That came on the news, though. They ran out coconut. I mean, I'm sorry, coconut. Cockroach milk is good.
Yeah, it's trendy now on Twitter.
Yeah, I like mosquito blood myself.
Fucking Zika.
How could somebody just go, man, is there really an Ant-Man?
Look, where's Roachman at, dog?
Oh, man, so we flew out to... We flew out to West Palm Beach, and I have Amazon Prime, so I downloaded, I rented Superman versus Batman or Batman versus Superman, and then we get on the plane, and that fucking movie's for free.
Hating it, dog.
A lot of good movies were for free on that plane,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, fool. There was a lot of shit on
that. That was badass, dog.
But I slept, dog. Fuck that. I had a dream.
I know, man. You were... Were you comfortable on the way there?
Yeah, fool, it was cool, dog. Not on the way back, dude. I had that big ass fucking Amazon fucking creature next to me, dog. Tio Chopi's got a hot ass leg, a hot ass arm, and a hot ass body, dog.
Me, you know, on the way there, man, it was nobody sitting next to me. I thought it'd be, yeah. But then this little old lady showed up, bro. Okay, right. It's cool, man.
It's Pearl.
She was small, bro. She looked like an old ass softball coach.
How about that one time we went to that big old brother, like he's like looking for a seat and he sat right next to you, that big ass fool? You don't remember?
Yeah, and then I switched.
Oh my God, dude. That fool was big, dog.
He was big, dude. And I said, you know what? I'm going to go sit in that aisle over there.
How's the movie, though? Superman versus a.
It sucked.
Yeah, fool? It like, sucked, dude. You like all that comic book shit, huh?
I do, but this one sucked.
That bad, fool?
It sucked, dude. And also, I saw on the way back home, I saw.
Civil War!
In Civil War, Marvel, or American, Captain America.
Yeah.
It was all right, man, but too much fighting. They didn't get to the story. I really like Ant-Man. I didn't know that fool would get large.
Hell yeah, Ant-Man's tight,
though. He's the best character in the whole show.
Yeah, dude. You see the movie yet?
Yeah.
It's fucking
no,
cool.
I haven't seen Ant-Man.
Oh, you guys
I'm waiting for Incredible Hulk to show up. There was not much to do out there, man, at the West Palm Beach. We went swimming over there every day.
Yeah, except for the last day. It was cool, though, the pool.
We were the ones there with the brown bodies. A lot of people with their pale-ass skins, huh?
Pale-ass fools, dog. Translucent fools.
There was some dude with some badass Confederate flag shorts, though.
Yeah, well, hey, fool, I saw a dude with a Confederate flag shirt, too, dog. But it is the South, right? That's a South.
It's a South.
South will rise again. Not.
I wonder if they sold it at Walmart, probably.
Probably, fool. Fuck it. That's truck stop clothing, dog.
Gotta buy something.
Fucking rebels, you know?
Couple of shout-outs here for Eric Torres.
Give us some gas, dog.
Eric Torres, shout-out to you, man. From your big brother, Edgar Torres. Edgar raised Eric until he got married. Wow. Damn, so he's like a son. Eric is leaving to the Army on September 12th, the day after September 11th. And Edgar wants you to know that he loves you and he'll miss you. Stay safe out there.
Yeah, man.
Run, Forrest. Orlando Maldonado. He don't just play bongos. Who listens to our podcast on Mondays because that's the day that he hates the most. And the show helps him get by without slapping the shit out of his boss. Well, I'm glad our show helps you not slap the shit out of your boss.
Turn him into a pacifist.
Just do your job, bro. Don't worry about that fool. Don't be peeing in his coffee cup. Or like that one. There was a news today. Somebody at a, I don't know if it was a Dunkin' Donuts or it was a coffee shop. This guy put some methamphetamines and some THC inside of a police officer's coffee.
Damn, at Starbucks or some shit? Yeah. Oh, no, at Dunkin' Donuts?
Dunkin' Donuts.
Somewhere. Fuck, that's assault, fool.
Hell yeah, man.
Dude, that dude's going to be in big trouble, dog.
Hell yeah, man.
That's fucked up, but you know what?
Not to He's be lucky if he has one broken rib right now in jail.
Hey, dog, but did that cop, how did the cop find out? Boy, get all fucked up on the road?
Came back for another one.
Give me a double.
I never thought about that now, but there's people that could come at you like that now.
Oh, dude. They can
especially, like, if they want revenge.
Yeah, dude. That's how the fuck
they man, you know what, man? I know this cupping has nothing to do with it, but I'm going to just fucking put a booger in his hamburger.
Uh-huh, that fool will never find out. That was a tasty burger.
They won't find out because it's just a one little booger inside inside the hamburger. Nothing's going to happen. I'm pretty sure that's what happens when they process meat. Like if like it's a lot of just like you have 5,000 pounds of meat, but 10 pounds of shit got in. Are we gonna stop production for those 10 pounds? No, we're gonna cover up with more meat.
Oh yeah, dude. Unless somebody gets sick, fuck it, send them a check.
So there's probably this meat, there's like particles, shit particles in meat when it gets processed. Has to be, right?
Dude, supposedly there's fucking rats in there and they run around and shit on the meat, mice and all that shit, dog. So you have that in there, dog.
Oh, man.
Just cut that shit off and fucking keep the fucking bulk rolling.
I'm just going to go hunting, bro.
Fucking easy, eh?
Who else goes hunting?
Right now? I don't know. The powerful Joe Rogan.
Oh, wow. Hunter. He goes hunting?
Yeah, for real, dog, with a bow and arrow and all that shit.
So he goes hunting and he saved that meat all year? Or
in a freezer, bullshit? Yeah. Nah, fool. I guess that's the only meat that fool eats, dog.
So moose?
Moose and elk and shit like that. I mean, fuck, I never had dinner at the Rogan household, dog. I don't know, but I mean, for what
so
I
he
understand.
He hunts and then he saves his own food?
Yeah, all that shit. He just, I guess he was going to go vegetarian or some shit, and now he fucking, all the meat he eats is he's hunting.
We don't have supermarkets or what?
I guess not, eh? But I guess that way you can get grass-fed
shit. That's the way to do it, man. I would say that if you're not vegan, like I'm vegan, I don't eat meat, you know, but if I were to not be vegan, I think I would go that route, you know, hunt my own meat.
That's the only way you really know what
you're doing. It's warm. There's no chemicals in it, or I would get my own fish.
Free range, yeah, dude.
Get my own fish, because another farm salmon now. Like, them farms where salmon just grow and they never swim upriver. That's why they don't get as pink as the other ones.
No, you just have them rotating in the fucking little pool, dog, like that. That's how they swim. And damn, all that man. Shit, like that meat, dude, you don't know where it comes from that's in your supermarket. I mean, dick, even the stuff at Whole Foods, dog, where does it really come from, dog?
Bolivia.
There you go, fool. And then they put shit on the meat so it doesn't get all brown faster, dude. I know a fool that works at Stater Brothers. He's a butcher and shit. They treat it with shit.
Damn.
Isn't that crazy, fool? I mean, fucking, you know, not that fool was supposed to tell me, but that's what they do, though.
McDonald's going to go healthier on the chicken nuggets now.
Yeah, dude.
They're going to start using real chicken. No, because before they used toenails and
the beaks and the cartilage, beaks, right?
And all the leftover meats, like the edges of
the
stuff.
The byproducts,
and then just make it all in one little meat batter, like milk, and then just make the round circles.
Cut them out, just squeeze them out.
Hey, man, this is good though, huh?
Hell yeah, dog. I don't give a shit.
What the fuck they do with it, man? It's just sugar, huh?
They mix sugar
makes
in that
everything
shit.
Good.
Yeah, refined.
Oh, they're
sugar.
Gonna start putting less sugar on the buns too.
Well, that's the other thing that you guys were talking about the other day in the car when we came back from the airport. I didn't know that. I always knew that the
I didn't know
buns
I read
taste
that book.
Sweet, fool.
Forks Over Knives. When I read Forks Over Knives and then another book called The Omnivore's Dilemma. The Omnivore's Dilemma. In that book, they break down the history of breakfast and why here in America. Like, think about it, man. Somehow here in America, it went viral that we have to eat eggs and sausage every morning.
It's an industry, fool.
It's an industry, right? But we're programmed to do that.
Yeah, well, Dick, I mean, look at all the fucking places.
Or for the people who don't want to eat eggs and sausage, like only in America, get we fucking say, let's eat a bowl of the delicious, sweet, sugar, crisp cereal.
Yeah, dude.
No one else does that, huh?
Fuck no. We're addicted to refined sugar, dog.
I love cereal, though, man.
So what's up? Well, that's what gets you coming back, though.
You know? When I was little, when I was living with myself, like right after I wasn't living with my mom's food, I used to, you know how we used to eat at my house, dog. You were there. Two fried eggs or three fried eggs over easy. And if the first one I make breaks, I throw that motherfucker in the trash. Fuck that shit. I'm going to be at my mom's house and then eat it.
Oh,
so I would make sure the pan is nice, bro. Then I would just put some butter and then flip that motherfucker over gently. And then cook another egg gently, flip it over, and three eggs with some fucking beans and queso fresco, cacique cheese, or panela on top.
Forget about it.
Jalapenos.
Like a king.
And then after I'm done, some frosted flakes with banana.
Okay, I have a question for you, all right? With cereal, you used to say you love cereal a lot. Were you one of those fools that got frosted flakes and then put sugar on top too?
Hell no.
Oh, yeah, I used to trip out on fools.
Who's
like,
that?
How much
who's
sugar?
This diabetic?
Fuck, I don't know.
Who's Javi Luna?
Nah, but some other fat boy I used to know named Balto used to do that shit.
No, man. I would put sugar on cornflakes.
And I never liked that either, dog.
I hated it, bro, because then at the end of the meal, you got, like, sugar milk on the bottom.
Yeah, dude. Fuck that, dog. That's too much, fool.
But I would hunt my food if I had to. Where are you hunting around here, though?
Well, I know from Hussein, Armando's brother, he goes hunting over here at Hunter Leggett, and then they go to a couple other places. They fucking hunt pig. They hunt fucking guajolotes, turkeys.
Armando's brother get pulled over by the cops on the way back from hunting.
About when they took his guns?
Yeah.
No, what happened was the house.
They beat his ass?
Yeah, for the house right there on Echo Park on Santines. That was Hector's house where he used to live with his mom. So these fools were out there shooting pigeons with pellet guns, right? So somebody called the cops.
Same was in his late 20s here, right?
Yeah, no, probably early 30s.
Early 30s.
And all those fools were in their early 30s. And Don Eddie, he was like 50-some. But anyways, so somebody called the cops that these fools had sniper rifles.
Man.
So the cops show up, fool. And they fucking corner out the house. They didn't put SWAT on them, but they pointed guns at them. Everybody exit out of the house, fool. They made everybody come out of the house. They made the mom come out of the house, all the old ladies. And then Hector was like, yeah, man, that's the day my mom got diabetes, eh? Because I guess they scared her, scared the diabetes out. So then they pulled everybody out. They didn't have a warrant, but the mom let the cops in. So they took all their fucking rifles, all their handguns. They had them all laid out in the front yard. And then they fucking asked Hussein, dog. So what do you do with these guns? Hunting. And then the cops all, what do you hunt? And that fool said, pigs. The cop kicked that fool in the ribs, dog.
Kicked him in the ribs?
Kicked him in the fucking ribs, dog. He's all, ah! You want to keep on getting smarter? I don't know. Just give me a fucking gun and I might kill one of you motherfuckers, dude. They jumped his ass right there, fool. And then they took him in. They let him out the same day. And then they took about a week for them to get their guns back. Fucking, you know, misunderstanding and shit.
Misunderstanding.
Now Hector's mom has diabetes, eh?
Because of pigs.
El pinche susto. Yeah, man.
He could have just said whatever, right? But he said pigs. They got pissed off.
Yeah, well, he was fucking with them, dog. He's like, fuck these guys, eh? If it was back in the old days, eh? But yeah, man, he goes hunting, so that's what he gets. He gets deer too, dog.
What's up, fool? Also, we got a shout out from Dan from Vegas at CSSBSO, Drew 7, Lisa 9803, and McSeal for giving us some nice iTunes reviews. Hell also, yeah. After we did the show, we got a phone call from E-Zone, who's the producer over there at Be Real TV.
Oh, hell yeah.
We went over there, and man, they weren't kidding, huh?
Hell no, we got served properly, fool.
You know, some people show up with dabs. This guy show up with slabs.
Oh, dude, you see that shit?
I mean, this guy show up, like, when he showed up with that, the slab, I was like, nah, that can't be real. That's a fly catcher, one of those. Wet, you know, those little cement, those little fly catchers?
Yeah, the little fucking, will they smash them?
No, that little paper.
The paper, where they stick on.
Yeah, fly paper.
Fly paper, there you go.
We had like a whole quarter, huh?
Nah, fuck, though. That was more, dog. That was a mean-ass fucking cookie, dog.
It was peanut butter. He took it out the freezer.
Yeah, fool. That shit was big, dog. Dick, that was like, fool, what? 12 by 24?
Those guys at Be Real TV, they're professional dabbers.
Oh, they're not fucking around. At a certain temperature, perfect temperature, because if you do it before, you can fucking burn your lungs. I didn't know that. I used to fucking dab like a fucking retard. But it was cool, dog. I was perfectly dabbed out.
It's cool, man, to see Be Real TV just hang out and be real.
Hell yeah, fool.
He was being real.
Yeah, real, real.
I didn't even know there was bikers called Cypress Hill.
Yeah, fool, they had the little club, dog. It was cool. Little cool-ass jackets and shit.
I wanted me a jacket.
Dick, well, they'll probably give you one, fool.
Man, we went to we were hanging out like little kids at a candy store at Be Real TV's office.
Hell yeah, dude.
It's like a hangout, man. They have a bar where everybody is happy to see you.
Hell yeah, cool little couches.
Sometimes you wanna know where everybody knows your name.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Di-di-di-di. And they're always glad you came. You want to go at Be Real TV, but everybody got dabs for you. They got dabs that are big.
Big. Enormous.
Oh, my God. And normally, like, when people I see on TV, on Instagram, you see people do dabs, and that's just, like, smoking, burning everything.
Oh, yeah,
and
dude.
And falling all over the place. But these guys was like...
And also the fucking tips.
The right temperature, huh?
Yeah, they don't use the ceramic. They don't use glass. They use quartz.
Quartz.
That's
quartz.
I guess it's a type of glass that they blow, and it's perfect for dabbing it.
What?
Yeah, that's a perfect.
Buy me one.
And that's how you do it. And I never knew how you do it properly. The best dabs we ever had were them, and I think the only other comparable ones were the ones that Rory used to bust out.
I know, and like. Sometimes I wonder, like, who hits dabs out of these $1,600 rigs? They do.
Yeah, for Dukes and Nobles.
Man, they had they have a case where they have you know how some people collect roaches, and they have like a nice little tiny marijuana roach stash. Man, these fools have a roach that's like 13 inches.
Dude, fucking big ass one, big old Cheech and Chong joints, huh?
Yeah, it's a roach, but it's 13 inches long and it's burned like almost. All the way through, man. Like, if you would light that motherfucker, man, you will come back to life. I was, like, thinking about that shit, man. Imagine it was like a natural disaster.
Fuck, dude.
In case of emergency, break glass.
Imagine if there's no more weed in the world left, just those fucking four big-ass roaches.
We just have to fucking, we have to burn Be Real, bro.
We gotta smoke that
Let that motherfucker dry up. And then smoke his ashes.
Probably get high as fuck.
You know, like some people have those smoking tips now to smoke their joints. They're like made of glass and they're real tiny. Man, they had one here that was bigger than his bottled water here.
Oh, dude, it was huge.
That tip was bigger than his bottled water.
Dude, it was enormous, dog. I was fucking in awe, dog. You know me, dog.
Yeah, man. When you go to a place like that place we were hanging out right after the last podcast, man, you get spoiled, man.
Oh, for real, dog.
Because then you're sitting at West Palm Beach with Adam Murray's weed.
You just want to beat the shit out of that fool with the lamp.
It was crazy. We went to what? We hung out all week, man. It was hot as hell.
Yeah, but it was hot, dude, but not like as bad as New York or as bad as Corpus Christi, dog.
We had good crowds, too.
Fuck yeah, dude. It was fucking awesome.
They came to laugh.
No shit. And a quick shout out to that dude that was out there with that smoked us out, Jose Garcia and Tony Garcia, his cousin. Thank you very much over there in West Palm Beach. Also, a shout out to Cheezalicious, dude. Thank you very much for coming out to the shows, dog, and representing. Hell yeah.
Cheezalicious.
Yeah, man.
This week, let everybody know, everybody, we're coming to Tucson, Arizona. So tonight, the show tonight to be at is Tucson, Arizona, one night only at TCC Music Hall, okay? Then tomorrow, I'll be in Pueblo, California, Colorado. August 13th. Tomorrow, I'll be in Pueblo, Colorado, August 13th, one night only at Pueblo Memorial Hall. Please spread the word. We're trying to fill these shows up. Tucson, Arizona, tonight. Pueblo, Colorado, tomorrow, August 12th, August 13th. Please be there. Tell all your friends. Let's fill this up, people. Come on, man. Spread the word, and all your dreams will come true. Chicago, August 19 and 20. These shows will sell out faster than you can say no guest spots. Chicago, August 19 and 20. Four shows at Joe's on Weed Street. Tickets are gone.
Sold out?
Oh, my God. Tickets are gone for both Saturday shows. But there's still shows for Friday's show if you hurry up. Oh, my God. So, man, you got to get these tickets in Chicago. Or if you can't go to Chicago, just come tonight to Tucson, Arizona. We have tickets tonight. And Pueblo, Colorado tomorrow night. We got a ticket for that. San Jose Improv, August 26th through the 28th. I'll be at the Improv. I'm also filming my next special there on Saturday the 27th. You could be part of history. You could be on television. You could be in the beginning of the show. If you're over 6 feet tall, and people tell you, damn, bro, you look fucking crazy, dog. You're fucking scary. We need you to be at the Improv at 6 p.m. so you can film your ass as I walk into the show. I'm looking for some ugly motherfuckers to stand in front of the door. Ugly and scary, thug-looking San Joseans.
San Jose.
So we're going to have Birdman standing in the front, bro, with his bird. And then that Indian fool, bro, with a fucking box.
Well, there you go, dog.
And then we're going to have a couple of bikers. And then after I take my show, I'm thinking of filming me taking off with a motorcade of beach cruisers, bro, and going down San Jose.
Fuck yeah, dude.
So, man, if you guys got anybody with a beach cruiser that wants to cruise with me and get filmed, it'll be after my show, probably at the end of the night. We're going to all take off on beach cruisers. So that's it on that one. Also, Brea Improv in Brea, California, September 1 through the 4th at the Improv. Also, coming soon, I'm coming to Rhode Island and Boston, September 22nd and 23rd. So please be there because I'll be yelling out, "Y volver, volver!" And I'm going to need people to yell out "volver" in Rhode Island and Boston on September 22nd and 23rd. I need help promoting those shows. Since that's not a big market for me, please spread the word. And if you want to help promote by passing out some flyers and posters to local businesses, We'll give you a few tickets for helping. Just email fans@felipesworld.com for Rhode Island and Boston tickets only. I can't believe it. I'm going to be at the Wilbur Theater in Boston. Hopefully there'll be people there. Also, all shows info can be found on felipesworld.com/tour. Also, people, very important. If you love this podcast, What's Up Food Podcast, we're going to need you guys to subscribe and get your friends to subscribe and write a good review anywhere you can. Write on a piece of paper and throw it away, whatever you can do. Just take the time to write, hey, man, this show gets me through the day. If it wasn't for the show, I would have stabbed my boss already. Hey, this show gets me through the day. If it wasn't for the show, I don't know what I'd do all day. But let us know. Also, next week, there won't be a show. No, we podcast. Want you guys to subscribe to the show and let us know if you're listening. So, next week, no show.
So you're going to be filming, huh, Fool?
Yes. Dun, 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 dun! I submitted for a role for a television show with you guys, and I got it. What?
Yeah, that's what's up, Fool.
I got it. I'll be filming Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, so we won't have the time to do a podcast.
The hard work paid off, though.
Hell yeah, man. I think it's that I'm on the... I'm filming that show, Superstore.
Fuck yeah, dude.
And then on NBC, I play a pothead. Easy.
Fuck yeah, dude. I'll be at the Sunset Room next Monday, the 15th. I'll be hosting.
They should invite Adam Murray, bro.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be here. Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. I'll give him a spot. So, yeah, man. In Hacienda Heights. Come out. Free show.
Did you get a ride back, bro?
Jesus fucking Christ. I'm going to give him a ride to the fucking donut shop right there, and that's it, fool.
Drop him off.
You and your fucking basket, dog. Keep your shoes on.
That feel be weird all over there. You should film that for bombing. You won't bomb, just to support. Yeah, bro, this place right here, legendary, man.
How about what that fool told us? That finally told us a good story the last fucking night.
Tell us, bro.
At 1 a.m, dog.
Tell us.
Dude, this motherfucker ran into Sandra Bullock. He didn't run into her, but he was paintballing. And I got to say, who the fuck paintballs after their fucking 30s? Jesus Christ. But anyhow, I guess it's in a fucking open parking lot or whatever. So, yeah, man, I'm coming out there with my friends, and I look over, and I'm all, hey, man, is that Sandra Bullock? And I guess she had, like, fucking bodyguards, and as soon as she heard Sandra Bullock, she freaked out. Oh, my God! And
oh, my God!
They jumped in their cars and fucking took off, dude. And then I guess this fool put his fucking paintball shit away, and him and his little friends took off. Yeah, so we're on the road, man, and we see this Pontiac Grand Am, and we look over, and it's Sandra Bullock, and she looks over at us, and she screams, ah! And she shoots across three lanes and takes the fuck off.
Damn.
Jesus Christ, dude. How much more of a fucking potential stalker could you look like?
He didn't follow her, Betty, huh?
I don't know. I don't think he told us the story. He probably did fucking follow the fuck out of there.
This before I had the long hair and the beard.
Yeah, like that's what was fucking scaring her, dog. And that big ass fucking giant mug.
Maybe she got scared of because he was trying to give her his 8x10.
You want to be in speed 3.
I'm Randy Quaid's brother.
This fool, fucking Adam Murray, dog. Hilarious fool.
Cars and Coffee.
Oh my God. Yeah, I think Seinfeld has a show like that, right? Yeah, fool, he does.
So what's up, fool? You think Donald Trump really threatened to assassinate Hillary Clinton?
Well, it's funny that you say that. I just read a fucking a Twitter article that I forgot what the name of the leader was in Israel. That in Israel they had the extreme right. They were like extremist, and I guess the leader at that time wanted to. I forgot what the fucking name of the movement was to like give a portion back of the land back to Palestine and shit. And they're like, fuck that. So I get. Oh, the leader now. Was the one that was leading the movement and saying shit in the same words as Donald Trump was saying about Hillary and the Second Amendment. Well, that dude ended up getting the Oslo Accords, I think is what it was, but ended up getting assassinated in the same term. Even though he didn't say what he's to assassinate her, he's kind of, you know, laying it out for fucking Second Amendment extremists to fucking, you know, put a fucking bullet between her eyes. I say, I mean, it's been said, so. But it's, dude, this fool's just a fucking idiot, dog. You're gonna be saying that stupid ass shit, dog. Seriously, how the fuck are we going to go from a fucking perfect, fucking articulate, smart, intelligent president to this fucking piece of shit? But you know what? I think the tables are turning and people are seeing that this fool is just a fucking idiot, dog. Can't be saying that shit, dog. He's just playing to fucking, you know, the sheep and shit. But still, dude, come on, fool.
Donald Trump just got sponsored by Red Hot Cheetos.
You're lying, dog.
Yeah.
Are you serious, fool?
Nah.
Oh, I was like,
I'm
oh,
just
my.
Thinking about your joke.
Oh, looking like a fucking Cheeto. Fucking guy, though, dude. But, dude, fuck that
maybe,
guy.
Maybe the same suits.
The same ties, dog. Dude, it too, man. It's like, dude, good, dude. That fool's just gross, dude. And the GOP, too. That's all you got, dog? Fuck out of here, dog. Anyway, and then saying stupid-ass shit about fucking McCain, too. It's like, dude, oh, and getting the medal. I've always wanted a Medal of Honor. It's like, the fuck, dude?
That's funny. The people who have the Medal of Honor or the Purple Hearts, those people don't want that.
Oh, they
to get that, that means you're going to get hurt.
Yeah, they don't want that shit. And then this fucking idiot, dude. Really, dog? Get the fuck out of here, dog. Anyways.
You know, the show I would have like a Wizard of Oz, just give him a heart.
A fucking cowardly candidate, dude.
He should, Donald Trump should sing, if I were the king, if I were the president, or the forest.
The fucking dude. The man behind the curtain.
I would build a wall. And then I'll make America greater if I only had a brain.
Yeah, dude. And another thing, too.
I will shut up a baby.
Oh, dude, remember that shit about the babies, dog? Are you serious, dude? Let the fucking baby cry. Or go down in the fucking audience, grab the little baby, pat him, and chill him the fuck out and continue with your speech, dog.
This is what I would have made out with that baby.
This, dog. Give him a couple
of
kisses.
Remember like in the cartoons, they show like a guy running for office kissing all the babies?
Yeah, for you. That's what you shower the pup. You know, you kiss old ladies, you shake hands, and you hug and kiss babies, dog. This fucking idiot. No, seriously, get the baby out of here. Really, dog? Come on, fool. It's a future right there. You're all shooing them out here. Fucking punk, dog.
I don't think Donald Trump never liked directors, huh?
Oh, hell no, dude.
Stick to the script, sir.
But it's funny now. If you start seeing his speeches now, he's actually looking down at his notes and it's messing up his rhythm, dude. And he's still full of shit. And also the shit he said about the judge, the Mexican judge, that he's building a wall. Dude, the dude's from Indiana, dude. He don't give a shit about Mexico. He's just a judge, dude. Fair and impartial, dude. Laying down the law. Fuck out of here, dog.
I know, he ain't going back.
Hell no, fool. That fool's pro-American as they come. He's as American as nachos and burritos. Oh, and apple pie. Yeah, man. Cobbler,
capitada.
Yeah, fool, please. Fuck out of here, fucking punk. What's your thoughts on that fool, dog?
On who?
On Donald Trump. Donald Trump.
I think if he becomes president, a lot of comedians are going to have the same material.
Oh, yeah. And you know what's funny, dude? I was talking to that the German dude, the maintenance guy that we met at West Palm Beach. You met him first the first night.
Bernard.
Yeah, he came on the show. I do not understand these people with their self-entitlement. They go for Trump. This is not a position for people that are idiots. They could put Mickey Mouse right there and people would vote for him.
Yeah, man, Jeremy put no about fucking voting a shitty president.
Oh, dude, he's like, dude. Hitler. Oh, and he was talking about driving, fool, that people don't know how to drive in America, dog, especially in Florida. In Germany, you go 6 months, and here you get the license in 2 days.
2 days?
Yes, fool.
In Germany, you got to drive for 6 months in the Autobahn.
Yeah, and that's it. He's all, stupid people always come up to him and go, oh, yeah, dude, everybody drives recklessly in Germany, the Autobahn. So, oh, you don't imagine what it takes to drive in Autobahn. A lot of skill. Or not fucking
that's
fucking
funny,
accent, but anyways.
You had a Yeah Man podcast and I had a What's the Fool podcast with that fool.
Yeah, fool. He was dude, cool, fool.
I came
cool, dog. I like the jokes about the smoking. Oh, please. Me's like, dude, he had fun, dog.
I was
fun, fool.
I pushed my microwave too hard.
Uh-huh.
No, I pushed my refrigerator too much. And I guess it disconnected my television, so I didn't have television all night. So the next day, I call up the front desk. I say, I need a television. No, I need my TV don't work. I don't know why, but I knew why. So that me and that fool were pushing the back of the TV, that wooden shit, fucking heavy, right? Then he plugged it back in. Then we started talking. You look very familiar. Fucking like a Gestapo talking to me. Very familiar.
There you go.
He goes, I'm a comedian. Oh, you do a joke about insurance.
Ah, dick.
He goes, hey, you need insurance. Like that, right? He goes, yeah, that's me. Oh, wow. What are you doing here? I'm doing a comedy over there. You want to go? Yes. I'll bring my wife.
Oh, hell yeah, so
that's
dude.
That's who went, dog.
Fucking pretty wife, too, huh, fool?
for those big old fucking hands.
He has one of those fucking hands. You fuck with him, he'll break your neck, dog. He ain't fucking around.
He has those big ass hands, bro. Like, he could be a heavyweight fighter.
Yeah, he has those Cain Velasquez fucking hands, dog. He's fucking mean, fucking. What are they called? Fucking.
Those fucking hands were jerry rigged.
Yeah, like, fucking mean old meat hooks, dog.
And black hair for a German fool.
Yeah, fool. And he was talking about, like, I don't understand. You come here to America and everybody don't care. They're slow. I come from Germany where everything's precise. Not 5 minutes before or after on time. I don't get. He was enamored at the stupidity, fool. And also at the idiots that are voting for Trump. He did not get it, dog. He has a double engineering degree. He has 2 degrees in engineering, dog. He ain't no fool, dog.
But in America, I push television off and plugged back in.
I am head of maintenance.
He was telling me he was getting fucked over with the taxes in Germany.
Oh yeah,
because he was single and not married.
Oh, they were jacking him for half his fucking shit.
$5,000, he only got $2,500 a month.
And another thing he mentioned was across the way they were building a parking garage.
Really?
He's all, no American workers there because they don't want to work hard. All immigrants, all Latino mostly. They work hard. Yeah, they don't care. They just want to get fat off sugar and eat cookies. I swear to God.
They know, bro.
Yes, fool.
They know because, bro, I ate 5 cookies on the way over here. I'm a fat pig, bro. I come home, I feel like I'm going to kill myself with sugar.
I know, fool.
Like, I'm out of town. It's hard for me to find vegan food, so fuck, I won't eat. But if I see a Jamba Juice, fucking large-ass smoothie.
That's the first time I ate Jamba Juice, drank Jamba Juice in a long time. It was good,
fucked
dog.
Up, bro. I got that Jamba Juice. A protein shake.
The peanut butter one?
The peanut butter one. And I told that lady, you know what, man? It's Friday. I swam all week. Throw in some Oreo cookies in there, please. Boy, that shit was good.
Of course, fool. Give me a break, dog.
You add Oreo cookies to anything, it's delicious.
Fool, stop.
The first time I ever had a chocolate shake with milk and flavoring, and then they put fucking Oreos in it with vanilla. Fuck it, I say, give me 2 of them.
Fool, have you ever had Oreo fucking frosting on a cake in the middle and on top?
Never.
Oh my God, fool, you don't even know. You got to find a vegan one, dog.
I had the Oreo pie, the cookies and cream Oreo pie at Denny's when they used to have them back in the day.
Yeah, that shit's delicious,
and then
the
bottom is made with just the chocolate cookies.
Yes, dog. That shit is bomb, fool.
So we were eating hot dogs, okay, at J&S. At the little hot dog stand that used to be on Santa Monica and Virgil.
Santa Monica and Virgil, I forgot, dude. I know what you're talking about. I just don't know.
There's a 7-Eleven across the street, and then across the street there's a club called The Garage. Right there, they used to sell hamburgers, and they put a little fried egg on top with chili.
Before Fatburger did it, huh?
Yeah. They've been there forever, bro. They give you a hot dog, bro. They give you a hamburger also with a weenie slice on top and the egg and the chili, bro.
Is medicine, is that just your health? That shit sounds good as fuck, dog.
Oh, I can't do it. How can they order another one, eh?
Fuck, let's just get 2 each.
I was there eating there with Mando. I was eating there with Benny Mena and Martin Moreno, and Gabriel Iglesias was filming Nickelodeon or something, right? You go, where you guys at, man? Because I'm over here eating this burger with the eggs. Oh, fuck, I just ate at Denny's. You want pies? Shows up with 3 pies.
Hell yeah, let's get fat together.
And then, you know, man, I don't know, man, like, it's a good feeling back in the days. I don't know, give me the goosebumps to reminisce, you know, like hanging out with comics. Even though I was hanging out with Martin Moreno, and it was Benny Mena and some other, Ivan, and then we were all just eating, bro. And then another comic comes from somewhere else. Fuck it, eh? You want to eat pies? I was already fucking full, bro. But fuck it, you know, like when you're a kid, you never ate pies.
Fuck no.
So you showed up with 3 pies, one of them was a Snicker one.
Oh my God.
The Snicker one, and then the mud pie, and the Oreo one.
I get a big glass of fucking milk too?
No milk. Oh. We're just eating there we're eating the pies in the parking lot, bro. Like a bunch of comics just coming back from the road.
This fool.
Man, this is a funny story, man.
You died that day, dog.
It was 2004.
You couldn't even take it, fool.
2004, I just came back from doing Orlando.
You actually came back from the
road. With my mom. And we're all hanging out. We're blazing in the back of the Laugh Factory.
It was Wild Coyote in the back.
In the back of Hollywood Boulevard. and we're hanging out. We're just chilling right there, and a cop passed by. And then this comedian, Chavago, he goes, hey, the cop pulled us over, eh? We just tell him we're a bunch of comrades who just came back from the road.
You just started dying. You took a knee off.
And I couldn't stop laughing at that shit, man. Because first of all, the cops don't give a fuck where we came from.
Fuck no.
And first of all, nobody here but me just came from the road.
I put myself in there, eh?
Who just started putting himself in the story. But dude, it was hilarious, though.
Oh, dude.
They put a story ready, eh?
Oh, full ready to let them know, dog. Like those dudes that like, you always get pulled over. Oh, yeah, I told him I was a comic and I gave him my CD and he let me go. Show lying ass up.
Oh, you see these comics, bro. Bro, if you're going to fucking speed, bro, just fucking put the flyer for your show in the front of the dashboard. You tell that cop you're late. You're there to do a policeman ball.
All right, fucking
all right,
Kevin
Mike
Hart.
Marino.
Who gives a fuck, dude? Told me that shit and I was a cop. Fucking beat your ass, dog, just for that shit.
That'd be funny,
fuck
man.
Get out of here, dog.
I could just picture Adam Murray telling him that. Oh. Tell me your joke, you goon.
Look at Alice the goon, dog. Oh, my God.
His dad showed up to the show. I'm Adam's dad. Okay.
Yeah, get the fuck
out
of here.
Want to buy a CD?
Wow. Hang on. Stop the fucking line. We're talking for a half hour now. Dude.
Oh, man. They had a beach party. Not a beach party, but one of those wannabe Las Vegas pool parties.
I was thinking the same thing, dog.
But it got packed, man.
Oh, dude, we couldn't even find a seat. No place in Brooklyn where I can hang my hat.
It was so packed, man. And they were charging the locals $20 to get in.
Yeah, fool, fuck them.
Fuck that.
Dude. Yeah, I wouldn't go pay $20.
$20 to get in. You know, they got to charge you for valet parking, too.
Oh, dude, yeah, it's all valet right there.
Valet Madre.
And then what happened at the end of that pool party? Well, shit, it didn't even last to the end, huh? The storm came through.
The storm came, man, and Floridians know to get the fuck out of the water when they see black clouds.
Shit, struck by that fucking light.
In LA, we don't know shit about storms, man. Motherfuckers are fucking swimming outside. There's a fucking cable busted. They're fucking swimming next to it.
And the thing is, like, what I heard out here, where I used to live, is, like, when the thunderstorms come in, there's lightning rods, fool. So that's where the lightning goes. And what the fuck? They don't have that shit in Florida?
They have it over there, man.
They have to, right?
Dude, there's a lot of lightning storms in Florida. They know to get out of the water because you're going to die. Once that lightning rod hits the water, you're dead. It happened in Venice Beach.
They fucking fried a couple people?
We fried a kid. He was surfing right next to where by the pier, and then the lightning hit the water right there by the pier, and he happened to be around it. He got shocked, died instantly.
Oh, dude, that fucking shit is a mad force, dog. Nothing to be fucking fuck with.
It's funny how lightning hits water, and then if you're near it, you're dead.
Yeah, travels, right? Same thing as, like, we know when you want to, I mean, not that I've ever tried to murder anybody, but they're in the fucking bathing or something, you fucking throw in the toaster or a fucking curling iron.
That works.
I don't know if it works,
we'll
but.
Try it.
Ah, dick.
He said, get an extension cord.
But even that,
I've seen it in the movies.
Yeah, that's what I've seen in the movies.
I always see it, and I always think, okay, if I do this, is it really going to fuck the whole power up for the house?
It could have a power surge. I mean, who knows, though?
That would suck, huh?
Fuck it.
But there's been a lot of accidents, too, like that, how motherfucker dropped the radio.
Yeah, that shit slips in there, fool. Fuck
the blow dryer.
Oh, dude, not even, dog. I don't be like that, fool.
What happened? Oh, man, the motherfucker died. What happened? Oh, the fool dropped his vape pen.
I was taking dabs with Jesus.
Oh, man, yeah. We met some cool-ass people in the fucking, at the comedy club. We met Diego.
Yeah, fool, he was cool. The Colombian.
This Colombian guy, he was our waiter.
Immigrant,
man.
True
this guy, immigrant. Real immigrant.
The Colombian.
This fool walked from Colombia with his mom to Honduras. His father was killed by Pablo Escobar rivals.
Well, his rival or his right hand man, right? That one guy you mentioned.
Yeah, his dad was friends with Popeye.
Right, there you go.
Which was Pablo Escobar's right hand man, and he's still in prison, and he's one of the guys in that show, in that movie, the Escobar show, the Narcos.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of his henchmen. He's one of the guys that Pablo Escobar told him, kill your girlfriend.
Yeah, and he killed his lady.
He killed the lady.
Yeah, man.
El peor del mal. El patrón del mal.
Yeah, man. Those fools are hardcore fools. And that's when all that shit went down. That's when a lot of Colombians fucking came north, huh? Because all that fucking bloodshed, dude. Did they ever even get political asylum?
He got political asylum.
Eventually?
He said they had to walk from Colombia through South America all the way to Honduras and then cross that little border where everybody from Central America crosses by Belize to Honduras, that one little right. river. Where everybody crosses there, it's like you can't stop it.
He said he got in a tire.
He got a tire,
they crossed, and then they attached a rope.
He said he's a real wetback, he said.
And then in Mexico, his mom paid somebody off to put him in a plane and then fly to the U.S.
Yes.
And, you know, obviously before it was all hardcore to, you know, to get in here in the 80s and shit, so. But now it's hardcore fucking difficult, dude. But anyways, shout out to Diego.
Shout out to Diego, and also the other fool that from Glendale that was there working
there.
Yeah,
the tall fool, I forgot his name.
Tall-ass fool, George Lopez.
George, it's funny how, huh? Like, fuck, it'd be a fat fool, a skinny fool, a medium fool would be having that little George Lopez face, huh?
Yeah.
But I live.
It's funny, you always think like, okay, my immigrant story is hardcore, but that one's hardcore. Like, nobody killed my dad so he could come over here. But hey, but when you're fucking, when they're after your parents, it's like the immigrant story now for people from El Salvador and Colombia and wherever there's like a military coup or wherever there's a drug war. Or terrorist war.
Civil war.
It kind of looks like, if you look at their story, the reason they're coming to America, because they're fighting, they're escaping death or a war. If you really think about it, right, think about his story, Diego's story he told us. It ain't different from the Godfather story.
No.
Because they wanted to kill his father.
Yeah.
They wanted to kill little Don Corleone. They were escaping the vendettas of the Sicilian mafia.
Yeah, and that's also
same shit, bro.
When a whole surge of Sicilians were coming over here, dude. That's when they were all flooding Ellis Island.
They were getting wiped out of the face of the earth, these Sicilians.
Yeah, fool. It's just mad bloodshed, dude. What are you going to do? You're going to stay there and get killed? Or are you going to creep to America and fucking create a better life for you? And they sent him by himself, fool.
Like a little, like by himself.
Bro. Yeah, a fool. That's why that fool was so strong, dog.
So that's why now when people in Guatemala, Nicaragua, they're sending kids that little too, huh?
Yeah, fool. There's some, you know, parentless kids, dog.
That's crazy, huh? Like, hey, man, you know what? Mira, mijo, you're going to die here as a soldier. You're going to be a drug dealer. They're going to rape you. They're going to sell you. Or you're going to just take your chances and go with your aunt in Mexico.
And that's the other thing in those countries is where they'll fucking shoot you in the head. And it's not the same here. They're not going to do an investigation. None of that shit. It's like, the 3 or 4 days till you fucking start rotting on the street, they don't give a fuck. They'll bury your ass. They won't even give you a proper burial.
So what's up, fool? I heard that the favelas in neighborhood Esquina Torce has won 8 gold medals they stole.
Are you serious?
Now I made that up.
But I know they've been fixing them up, right?
But right now the Brazilian Olympics is going down. Lisa and I have not watched one game.
I just seen it last night real quick, a swimming thing. But it's funny. It's like, it's all...
Rodrigo had the best joke, by the way, okay? This guy said, he said it on Friday. He said, yeah, America just won a gold medal in shooting.
Yeah, the first gold medal we won is in shooting. You know what I'm saying? Please.
Well, we're proud of that.
Fuck yeah, dog. Bullseye every time. Yeah, man.
And she shoot the right people.
And dude, the thing is with the Olympics, the same thing with when they have the elections, everybody gets all involved, huh? Gets their little American flags. Show lazy ass up, dog. I just seen it a little bit like the other night just because I was out, you know, on another date and we're just watching it right there on the TV on fucking at the Art House. But anyways, yeah, everybody's all into it now, huh? Dude, who gives a shit, dog?
It's funny, man. Whenever there's an Olympics in any country, they're trying to dig out all the celebrity they can find from that country. I mean, any traces of blood.
Hell yeah,
like,
dog.
Like, I don't care where you go. Every time you mention Brazil, they always mention Pelé.
Yeah, always, always. Argentina? Maradona.
Also, I did radio with Ron and Paul. Shout out to Paul and Ron from Fort Lauderdale, showing me a lot of love on the radio show. These guys put me on for an hour, bro.
That's the first time you've been with them, too?
No, third time.
Oh, hell yeah.
The first time, Ralphie May hooked it up.
Oh, that's what's up.
And I did a story about...
There you go, big daddy.
And then the second time, I was there with Pauly Shore, bro. They let me stay with Pauly Shore.
Is it like the one, yeah, he had like, oh no, you had sent me a picture that one time.
He was dressed like Cantinflas.
Yeah, with that little scarf.
I don't know, bro, what's his style, what's
what
going
happened
on?
To that fool, dog?
I don't know, man, he got hit by a brick or something, dude.
Timmy partying with the weasel, bro.
Man, I follow him on Snapchat.
Is it bizarre?
It's bizarre, dude. It's like
I got a story.
His Snapchat should be called he's like, the snapshot, his Pauly Shore snapshot should be called One Snapshot Away from Being Punched.
He gets too, a little too in there, huh?
I don't like, don't be fooling my Asian daughter. Hey, buddy, where you going there, little girl?
Like that?
You like sushi? Like that.
You're lying, fool.
No, dog.
Hey, that one time we went to Peoria, fool, they had him there at the club like 2 weeks before or a week before, and he took the club dude with him to the after the show, they went back to the hotel, right? And Pauly Shore got mad at him because he's
mad
like,
at who?
At the dude that was ushering him around. Because he's all, you're going to get us some chicks, right, buddy? Yeah, well, I'll try. We'll see what we can get. So they go back to the hotel, chickless, and that fool snaps. He showed us a video. Where's the fucking chicks, man? He got all mad. He's like, Jesus, what do you want me to do? Go buy some? And he went off on his ass. So I guess he gets laid all the time right after shows.
You know what he does? You know what he does, bro? He follows 48-year-old women who know who he is.
Right. They were all into like son-in-law.
Like a 48-year-old ex-heavy metal hot chick.
Ex-hot chick, too, though.
No. Usually they're hot, but they're 48.
A hot 48.
They always wanted, like, they're still wearing the fucking Judas Priest shirt.
Or Bon Jovi shirt.
And they're still falling for the, hey, buddy. But the funniest snapshot that Pauly Shore had, he met this hillbilly couple after a show over there where he was doing somewhere away from the city, by the way. Buffalo dog. That fucking couple drove him to Manhattan and dropped him off. That's like 3 hours. Wow. So they had like, hey, buddy, on the back seat, bro, to the whole drive, and they stopped at gas stations, and Pauly Shore was doing his Snapchat with people, and they were hanging out with those people. You could tell the people, say, man, we made a wrong decision here. Hey, I give this to my fans. They love Felipe Esparza, but they don't want to be in a car for 3 hours with me. I don't want to be in a car with 3 hours with someone I just met.
Yeah,
think about it,
that,
dude.
Dog.
This is Pauly Shore. He probably gave him 100% of his stand-up time on stage. Did like 45 minutes. Killed it, right? In his way. And they got to see Pauly. They got to see the Weasel. And they took photos with him, right? And they got to reminisce a little bit of their childhood, like of the spring break. Because that's what you get when you go see a show like Pauly Shore, someone you grew up with. You get nostalgic.
Reminiscing.
Like when we saw Dice Man, how badass was that?
Hey, that was badass. That was
I still got
birthday.
The goosebumps.
And dude, that motherfucker killed it though, dog.
Yeah, it wasn't even packed.
He destroyed, fool.
He destroyed. He
new
fucking,
material.
He brought that fucking douchebag on stage. Come on, man. You trying to get laid with that fucking sweater, you cocksucker?
Bill Cosby don't even wear those sweaters.
He broke down his haircut.
Yeah, he
and the whole Jersey
vibe. That fool.
Oh, dude, his friends. And all, look at, you're hanging out with momos who look like you. And they all have the same haircut, but they were sad. Dog.
Remember, fool, he's teaching them how to walk, fool?
It was a great show.
It was fucking great.
And it was so
dog.
Great, he didn't want to hang out with it after.
No, he did, but we had to wait. But we're like, fuck it, we're not going to wait. We're going to go smoke
wait,
out
bro,
with
the
someone.
Fucking, what the fuck is he over there tucking towel in his back? I remember we hung out with his opener, some unknown that had weed, talking about he's just better than him in the road. Where you at now?
That's one thing an opener should never say.
That's one thing you should never say, man.
And the weed wasn't that good because we would have remembered.
If you're the opener, even if you open for me, if you open for anybody and everybody says, hey, you were the funniest. Hey, man, just take it as a grain of salt.
That's
say,
it.
Thank you very much.
Right on.
And that's it, man. Don't go telling everybody, man, because as soon as you tell somebody, it gets back to the other guy. And guess what? You're not back on the road for being a cocksucker.
And I've seen those dudes myself personally that have said that, dude. And, you know, now they're killing somewhere in the obscurity of show business, you know?
They're getting calls from Adam Murray, man. What's going on?
Hey, fool, I was going to tell you a story about Pauly Shore, dude, that me and Franklin, one time we seen a, he had like an hour special or something, dog. But, dude.
Oh, that one joke? Dude,
yeah.
You got to tell us.
Hey,
funny,
fool.
Dude,
I don't think he's cool, fool, you know, as a personality, but I don't think he's hilarious. But
he's out there.
Yeah. Oh, he's on the road all the fucking constantly.
He's on something, too. Like, yeah. He has to get medication or something, dude.
Dude, this fool.
Nobody's that soft and
nah,
nice.
This fool had a funny ass joke. He's all, yeah, bro. Yeah, buddy. He's all, yeah, I'm going to adopt a chick, buddy, like a girl from, like, Switzerland, buddy. And then, like, I'm going to adopt her when she's, like, 15, bro, and I'm a feeder. That way she can get, like, a good body and everything and have, like, a healthy body. And then when she turns 18, I'm going to fuck her, bro. Ooh, me and Franker were on her fucking knees for, like, 2 hours dying.
That's his material, though.
Yes, fool.
It's weird, like, he's like...
it's a and he gets on the stool, and then I'm going to fuck her, bro. Fool. We were dying, dog. I didn't think it was that funny, dog, but that shit was funny. To me, even though it's fucking retarded. Fool. I love stupid shit. Fool,
he was Bonnie Shore did a show once, and I heard he was charging women to sign their boobs, and they were paying.
Fuck. He...
$20, I'll sign your boobs.
God damn. What a... See, the con men are a businessman, but he's raking in the dough, you know?
Who at the San Jose Improv, the waiter told me that this other waiter, he kept... The prime steak.
Yeah, the prime rib. It wasn't done, dude. Like, it wasn't done how
punctual. But he ordered a bunch of them, though.
Yeah.
But he ate two of them.
Yeah, and then the third one.
I guess he likes prime rib.
He fucking hurled the plate with the steak on Adam, and it hit the wall. Bah! And he's like, yeah, what'd you do? Well, I picked up all the pieces of the plate, and I took it back to the kitchen and had him redo it. Fucking crazy, huh? Fucking weasel ain't that soft sometimes, bro. Look at that.
What'd you do? Somebody throw a steak at you, bro.
Come on, hey man, are you gonna let me eat it? Fuck it, dog. What are you gonna do? Fuck it. I don't know. They don't have a Pauly Shore story, dog.
And I'm gonna fuck her, bro.
And then when she turns 18 on her birthday, I'm gonna fuck her, bro. Horny ass fool, still, huh?
Fool? Horny ass fool, dude.
I wonder if he takes pills, dog.
He has to. It's funny, dude, because like he's like 50 something, right?
He has to be pushing 60, dog. Mitzi Shore's 100.
Does he follow like these young little blonde white girls? Like, hey man, in the airport. Hey little blondies, where you guys going? You guys fucking to follow you guys? And he's following them all the way to the ordering food, like in their face.
Fuck, dude.
And then I say, I'm
gonna follow that.
You can't get away with that if you're black, dog. You can't get away with that if you're big.
Yeah,
you have to be soft looking.
Yeah, you have to be a petite fool. Yeah, dude. A slender motherfucker. A size 6.
Yeah.
In shoes.
What would you do that, like, if you're late? But I'm pretty sure if you say, nobody says stop.
Right. Maybe they think he's fucking around, but if he crossed the line, dude, I'll have to snatch him up real quick, dog. Yeah, that's probably all right. Let's polite. Fucking weirdo get away from here and get on his fight.
So I follow him on Snapchat, dude. And
I'm gonna follow him now.
It's funny, though. He's like an assistant that's Asian and real tiny, real small, dude. And this is all, none of the stuff I'm saying, I'm making it up because I saw it in his Snapchat and I follow him. But he loves Chinese food. Chinese soup.
Wonton soup?
I don't know what kind of wonton soup, but he has the guy show up to his house, cut up the vegetables, wash all the vegetables, cut up the pasta, the noodles for it, steam it, make it fresh, and serve it in his Chinese bowl that he brings for him. And it's perfect every time. Pauly Shore loves that soup.
Damn.
Always showing it.
Like a prince, huh?
Yeah. I mean, if you have a chef, he makes soup, bro. Bring him. Because I remember... Willie Barcena was going to hire me to personally make him chilaquiles wherever he goes.
Your famous chilaquiles, dog. He cooks better than Gina, bro. Okay. Give her the recipe. Yeah, man. The famous chilaquiles. I haven't tasted those in a while, by the way.
Yeah, man. I spoke to my mom, bro.
To New York? That's cool, dog.
My mom's all happy, bro. She's still resting from New York.
Yeah, we were fucking just walking around everywhere. We were just fucking moving, dude. It was cool. New York
I must
was
have
tight,
had like
dog.
35,000 steps, bro, in three
Fuck.
Days.
Did you count? Did you see your little meter?
I had like 60,000.
Damn. We walked a lot. Nah, fool, but we walked a lot, dog.
We walked a lot.
A
man.
Lot.
I grew an extra toe.
You evolved.
Yeah, man. So what's up, fool, man?
Chilling, dog. What's up, fool?
This week, we're going to be with Mike G, Latino Comedy Jam in Tucson, Arizona. Man, I haven't been to Tucson, Arizona since the last Comic Standing tour.
Are you serious? Is that the little theater? Yeah, okay.
That's right.
That show was crazy, dog.
That was the theater where that dude shows up, our buddy. What's his name that smokes us out?
Oh,
Caesar?
Fabian.
Fabian.
Yeah, when that big old chick would leave me alone.
Shout out to Fabian. Only that big old girl told you. You told that girl, I have a girlfriend. And I was like, yeah? I didn't know that. I never met her.
Shit, this fool me at all. Like, dude, I was like, just go along with the story, dog. I don't want to be over here with this fucking monstrosity, dude. Jesus Christ, man.
That shit kept it real, bro. She knew she didn't have a chance with you, so she's like, fuck, I'm going to make a sandwich instead.
Yeah, she went into touching all the fuck. It's like, dude. Oh, she's all grabbing shit and fucking putting it in her mouth, eating chicken wings, spitting out bones. Oh, my God. Dude, who the fuck does that, dude?
Yeah, man. So what's all your lady, bro?
Nothing. Chilling, fool.
She had a baby or what?
She has a kid, a little child.
She live with herself?
No, with her folks.
Well, her mom raising it, huh?
No, she is, dude. They are. You know what I mean? With the parents helping to raise it.
That's cool, man. When the family gets involved and helps you, man. It's a struggle, man, to live there, though. But at least you get help.
Oh, yeah, dude.
A lot of women just say, you know what? Fuck this. I'd rather just struggle than live with my fucking mom. Because when you live with your mom, I don't know. And this is, I know by a fact, because I had lived with my mom with my lady for a short period of time, that you just, man, your mom just tries to micromanage everything, man. That's not how you do it. That's not how I did it. Pégale.
Damn.
Matala.
Keep it going. Let's not break the cycle.
I know. Her dad lives there too?
Yeah, dude.
You go there? You go there and hang out in the living room? And
I haven't been over there
with the baby.
No, he's six. He's little.
You met the baby already?
On Halloween. Yeah, he's cool.
Last year?
Yeah.
You went trick or treating together?
Nah, we showed up there later after I went to go see Deftones.
This is the one that had the baby daddy, and she went back with the baby daddy?
No, she's never been with him since, you know, 5 years ago. It was an ex-boyfriend.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, that was it.
And she's like your age?
Yeah, well, that's the only person I've ever been that's my age. 38.
Wow, man. How old is the baby?
He's six.
A girl or a boy?
Little boy.
Oh, shit. Roddy Jr. This. Well, you give him a little fucking exterminator suit, bro?
This fool, nah. Come on.
Make him a little fake one, bro. A 2-liter bottle. This
fool, killing me over here, fool.
Teach him, bro. Teach him early, dog. This then you can fucking tell Pops to go to work.
Give that fool some Heelys, dog. Just fucking... Shoo.
See Mondo, bro, fucking bootlegging the Jennifer Lopez concert.
Yeah, I talked to that fool yesterday.
Went to that fucking concert, eh?
Yeah, to take Shorty out, eh? Because if she's not happy, nobody's happy. They had fun, though, dog. Had drinks and shit.
Yeah, man. It's good to have fun, man. It's better to have fun and go have a show and have a gig there, too, though.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because then you feel like you're leaving those empty pockets.
Oh, yeah, dude. Accomplishing some shit, dude.
So, yeah, man. I auditioned. Check this out, man. I had a lot of auditions I get are always when I'm out of town, you know, and I got to tape myself. And it's always tough because I'm lazy and I push it off. And I have I don't know if you guys feel this way. Like, you try to do something and you fail. You try it over and over. You keep failing to the point where you tell yourself, you know what? Why do I keep doing this, man? They don't want me. I keep fucking this up. They don't want me. But after submitting 50 tapes and auditioning for over 100 times for a role, I was in Orlando. I'm sorry, I was in Orlando. I was in West Palm Beach with Rodrigo and Adam. And we were already packing our clothes to go home. Adam wasn't really packing. He was just putting his stuff back in the hamper. Just folding everything in.
Who was going to leave till noon? Dude. Anyways.
So we'll get to anyway. So we're getting ready to pack, and I say, "Hey man, let's film my tape for the audition." Because when you self tape, it has to be waist up. They gotta see your face, and they don't want to see the audition paper. So I practiced all night the night before, and then I said, "Man, let me borrow some of your clothes from this hamper." And I kid you not, some of those clothes were still wet.
Dude, I knew that shit was musty, dog.
It was musty because I guess he was excited to go on a trip that he didn't let it fully dry.
And that's a little stench that you get.
Yeah.
I smelled something, dog. I don't try to act like I'm fucking anal.
I mean, they were clean clothes, but you know, like, they didn't dry
perfectly all the way.
So now the AC. So I did the self-tape. I took notes from Rodrigo and Adam, and guess what, people? I got the role.
Yeah, man. Tough,
we're just going to figure out scheduling, and we'll see what's up, man.
Congratulations, Doc.
It's all done, yeah. So, yeah, man. So look out for me on that show Superstore.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I'm already thinking like I'm already thinking like most actors who get a co-star in Raw. Like fucking Fred Stoller. I'm already thinking like Fred Stoller. Before I even get to the fucking studio, I'm already thinking like Fred Stoller. Yeah, man, they're going to spin me off, bro. Yeah, bro. This fucking character is fucking strong, bro. I'm going to spin off this shit.
He's going to be the breakaway star.
Hell yeah, man. I'm going to be a recurring role, bro.
That'll be fucking awesome.
I'm already rapping. They're going to bring me back for the Christmas show, bro. And I'm going to pass out these tainted brownies.
Hanging out with the reindeer and shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. Man. I could see it, man.
Hey, you have to have vision, fool.
I'm going to be hanging around, bro, with Nico. At lunch parties.
Oh, dude. Fucking A, dude.
But that's cool, bro. I got it.
Fuck yeah, dude. All that fucking hard work pays off.
I felt it, bro, when I did the last line, bro. I said, this is the one, bro.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's what's up, dude.
Yeah. So I have another audition now. So now that I got this audition, I feel confident now.
You're on a roll.
Yeah, man, I'm on a roll every time I sit down. Also, great news, man. I don't know if you guys heard, but Joe Diaz got his blue belt.
Yeah, I heard, bro. You know what I'm saying? Fucking tapping out for the world over there, bro.
And blue lungs.
Yeah, it was a big old fucking spectacle, huh? I guess it's a big thing to get your blue belt, you know?
Moving. Is that close to black belt?
Well, I guess they got blue. What else they got? Brown and then black? Or
purple.
And purple.
What's the order? Yellow. White, yellow?
White's the first one.
Green. Yellow.
Blue. White, yellow, green. Oh, wait. Orange, you're right.
With red also.
Is it red?
Only in karate.
Yeah, I don't even know about that shit.
Yeah, I think it's black. Blue, I think it's black, purple, blue, brown, orange. It's black, brown. Yeah. And then purple, yeah. And then blue. I don't know, man. I want to know that I'm wearing a brown belt right now. We got Rodrigo here looking it up and shit.
Yeah. All right.
What is it?
What the fuck do we got? All right. Dude, what's it fucking say? Color belts or
what? That's right, cocksucker. It's a fucking blue belt. That's all you need to know.
Stripes and degrees. I've been working very hard on this, bro.
A little Jesus stripes, fucking, huh?
Yeah.
Three-star general.
Fuck, dude. Images. Okay. All right. What we got? We got white. Gray, yellow, orange, green, and then you got senior ranks, blue, purple, brown, black, and then you got the degrees.
All right.
And then you got reds. I mean, fuck. It's crazy. I don't fucking know, dude. But I guess, yeah. And then you got the little degrees.
Sounds like a pyramid scheme.
Yeah, full shit. They make money off that shit, but it's all good. I'm working on my health, Felipe. You know what I'm saying? I want to see the little motherfucker graduate. Remember when he was saying he's doing jumpy jacks and shit? When the baby was, what's her name, was first pregnant? Cool, though, dude.
Yeah, man. What's up, fool, man?
What's up, dog?
We have another shout-out, man. Another shout-out here, man. This is a sad one. A sad one. One of our listeners passed away. He was a friend of ours. We met this guy. Anyway, so we'll read it first. Ultimate shout out goes to our brother, our friend, our loyal listener, and super fan, Rory Hillman, who passed away last week while driving his semi at work. He was in a major accident in Washington and passed away. He leaves behind his fiance, Rebecca, and his four daughters. Man, this guy right here, we met him the first time.
Richland,
Washington. It was an awesome show. I remember the whole weekend of this show because we stood in these hotel rooms that looked that they were the best hotels they had there in 1966.
When the Rat Pack went there.
I know, man. Put it this way, man. Back then when they would spend tons on money on curtains. These fucking curtains were fucking thick.
And no sun.
They blocked everything.
Yeah, hell yeah.
It could be 2 in the afternoon, 100 degrees outside. Inside a hotel room was 60, and it felt like midnight.
Hell yeah, dude.
It was pitch black. That was a day that Flacco would almost die.
Oh, he wanted to go party, dog.
As soon as we land, this fool goes to the hospital and misses the first show. He did, huh? He misses the first show.
And he didn't tell us that he's not supposed to fly with his condition.
Yeah, he didn't tell us.
First of all.
And Rory, our fan who passed away, he came because he had heard Flacco on our podcast. So he thought he was funny. So he wanted to see Flacco. So that day, Rory and his wife Rebecca show up. And they have like a camper truck. And afterwards, Rodrigo is talking to them at the end of their show. And Rodrigo hits me up and goes, bro, this dude fucking has dabs, dog. And I said, shut up. Impossible.
Yeah, and like good dabs. Fool.
And impossible. So we go to his car. And not only does he have dabs, this fool makes two types of ceviche.
Yeah, his lady made it, Rebecca.
His wife, Rebecca, makes shrimp ceviche for us. And it was like good shrimp ceviche. And she knew that I was vegan. And she made... vegan ceviche, which was all vegetables.
Vegetarian ceviche.
Vegetarian ceviche. And he was telling us how much he loved the show, and he's a big fan. He heard me on Joe Diaz podcast, yeah. And Beauty and the Beast. So he's been like a big-time listener. We hung out with him. And when I went to do a show in Boise, Idaho, this fool drove with his brother to go check out the show, and he dabbed us out over there.
Hell yeah, dude.
So that was another time he showed up. Then San Jose Improv, he showed up.
Yeah, dude.
And then the 100th episode at the Ice House.
They flew over here.
He flew with his wife. That fool made our podcast show a vacation because they got to go to the Comedy Store and saw Joe Diaz, Joe Rogan. But... Our 100 episode, imagine, bro. And we made fun of them at the show. Like, your wife looks at you, you're talking to your wife, honey, where you want to go to vacation? You want to go to Hawaii? You want to go to New York? You want to go to Chicago? You want to go to Mexico? Where you want to go? Disneyland, Six Flags, Universal, where you want to go? You know where I want to go? I want to go to Pasadena, California. Are you fucking serious? What's in Pasadena, California? Rodrigo Chorio and Felipe Esparza, 100th episode of the What's Up Fool podcast. It's on Wednesday. We show up there on Monday. We'll go to the Comedy Store, Improv. So they had like a comedy tour.
Yeah, dude.
That fool loved comedy. I think his last comedy show was Ralphie May.
Yeah, dude. He was all, dude, into the podcast, just into what we were saying, and just super cool motherfucker, dog. Like, for real, dude, because you know there's people that come around or whatever, and it's like, all right, yeah, and this is, you know, but he was just authentically cool, dog.
He never asked for free tickets.
No, and that's the thing, dude, it's like, dude, motherfuckers always coming all free. It's like, dude, what the fuck, dude? What are you going to ask the fucking phone company to give you a fucking free phone bill, dude? Or it's like, dude, just over there with the fucking hands open all the time. But he was really fucking cool, and they always fucking showed us mad love, dude. And he knew every detail of the podcast. Like,
every
fucking
detail.
Right away, he's like, oh, what's the name of the fucking Chuck Norris, dog? You know what I mean? It's like,
I know,
he
man.
Didn't miss a beat, dude.
And when he goes, he came up to me one time. He goes, hey, man, I'm sorry you lost Chuck Norris, your hamster.
Yeah, dude.
Because he knew I was sad. And him and his wife love Enchilada Casserole podcast. And they knew that when Lisa was pregnant and then she had a miscarriage, and lost a baby, they gave us a card, and they made Lisa a bracelet. A little bracelet with baby feet.
Yeah, man.
He didn't have to do all that.
But that's how much they were into it, and they're just like, just really authentic people, dog, you know?
So when they were here in L.A., he had the dab rig and all that, right? And the vape pen, and he's fucking hit it, bro, in Marina Del Rey. He hit it in Marina Del Rey, man. And it was like a scavenger hunt, you know?
About that, dude.
It was like a scavenger hunt. And I remember, he sent me a map on where to find a rig and a dab. Yeah. You know my stupid ass. Rodrigo, call this fool.
Where is it at, dog? And you fucking hit the little thing right there. All right, dude, go between the bushes, between the street and that. I found it, dog. All right, cool. Fuck. But yeah, dude. And then he's just cool like that. It's like, and then you know how motherfuckers are with weed. You got people that are just cheap, dog, that'll fucking give you a couple hits off the blunt and then go turn it on. Really, motherfucker? And it's just like, I just, to me, those people always, but this fool was cool, dog. This really, and he's a cool white boy, dog. You know what I mean? And not that fucking white boys ain't cool.
That's
but
funny, man.
Cool,
like,
motherfucker.
He's
dog.
Like the ultimate Miklo.
Yeah, fool.
Because you go to his photos, they're at a fucking rodeo with a bunch of paisas, and he's the only white boy there.
Yeah, and having fun, dog. It, to me, it just didn't matter, dog.
He had a lot of, like, he had a lot of different type of friends, bro, not just white. Asian, Indian foods.
Yeah, dude.
A lot of Mexican friends, but I love that food.
Yeah, dog.
Se me fue el güero.
Yeah, dog.
And mi tío güero. They love that food. Food, they started an eFundMe for him. And it started at, they only wanted $5,000. And within 12 hours, that shit, we pitched in a lot of money too. That shit rose from 5,000 to, it's up to 25,000. Yeah, man. This guy, he was a sole
Hard
provider for his four
dog.
Daughters. This guy drove a truck, and he had a weed farm.
Yeah, fool. It's like a very hardworking.
Give him a little hunk.
Hell yeah, fool.
Also, man, you know what? Dude, on Facebook, some woman that was there, she said, I'm so sorry for your loss. My husband was there when Rory ran off the road. And she said that her husband risked his life to go take him out of the truck. And he took him out of the truck. And he listened to, he called into every call-in show. So we're going to play some clips of him calling into the show. He would call in and said, "What's up, fool?" Shout out to Rory Hill. Man, two of his, that's crazy, man. Like, you leave four daughters behind. And it's crazy, man, because when you're on the road, like a father or a mother, like who's always on the road and always working, and they die on the road, you always have that feeling that they're gonna come home. Like, is he gonna come home? Like, one of her comments were, "Come home, daddy." That's sad. So, also to our big shout out to our other truck driver who's out there, that big motherfucker. I don't know what your name is.
Full in the Midwest.
The 5X guy. Also for anybody out there who's doing a lot of traveling this summer on the road, and you see a big-ass truck in front of you, don't cut him off. You're not just cutting him off. You're cutting off a family member from his family that's trying to get home.
Be safe.
So
be
safe
cool,
out there, man.
Well, be reasonable.
And don't be in a hurry to die. You know, let somebody, don't flip, be nice on the road, because you don't know who's on the front of you, you know?
Fuck no, there's room for everybody, man.
There's room for everybody, man. And we're all going to get there, man. We're all going to get to our destination. We don't have to hurry up. You know, maybe, you know, just be more courteous on the road. I know, Rory, you're over there listening to us, man. And I know you loved our stand-up and you loved our podcast. And we love you too, man. And
yeah, man.
We're going to miss you. We're going to miss you calling in, and we're going to miss you a little honk. Man, I was devastated when you showed me the news. It was fucking sad, eh?
Fucked up, dog.
So, man, we love every listener we have.
Yeah.
All you guys. We do this podcast for you guys, you know? We give everybody a shout out when we can. And, you know, and
thank you for listening, man.
Thanks for listening. And, fuck, eh? We'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
That'd be cool.
Be cool.
This is Rory, man.
What it's, up, dog?
Your dabbing buddy, bro. What's
Rory.
Up,
Rory, what's up, fool? The fool that showed up with a vegan ceviche.
Dr. Dabs. Dr. Dabulous.
The fool showed up with
what's
shrimp.
Up, man? Hey, you bringing Rodrigo with you to Boise or what?
I don't know, bro. We haven't settled here. How far? Boise?
Boise?
Boise, Boise. You gonna shop Boise, right, June?
Yeah, June. What is June? Yeah, Boise, June 6th.
Yeah, we're going to take the ride out there with my old lady. It's like 6 hours, bro. We're going to head out there, man.
Hell yeah, bro.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Bring me cool, some
hot. You guys decided to take calls today? That's pretty badass.
That's badass, bro. So you're going to bring cool, the same truck and all that and everything, huh?
Yeah, for sure, man.
The rig.
Yeah. We get that new material together, man. Fuck.
Hell yeah, bro.
Are you driving right now, dude, or what?
Yeah, man. I'm on the road, man. I-90, man. I've been stalker mode, like, you got, like, I don't know, 40 pounds taller, dog.
What's up, Rory? I'm glad you got through, bro. Give us a fucking honk, bro.
Oh, yeah. Hold on, bro. Hold on, man. I'll get this
done. Hell yeah,
can
dog.
I
hate
that shit.
I love that shit.
Hug, bro.
Oh, yank man, on that motherfucker. Bro, I can't believe I got through to you.
Yeah,
fellas,
get out the window. Right. Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah. Said 40 miles, dog.
How's your wife?
Oh, man. Good, man. Good, dude. Chilling, man. There, man. Wait, ready. Ready for you guys to come back, man.
Dude, man, you should have seen Flacco, man. Remember how sick that fool was?
That's funny. Well, that Thursday show, he wasn't there, you know, and then you guys come back.
Oh, that's right, Rory. You came back the next day because you wanted to see Flacco.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, that's part of it, but yeah, no.
Yeah, but you love the show, man. It was fun.
Yeah, for sure, right? He got that, what did he get, the... He got his power booster from the hospital, right? He was good to go.
Yeah.
we got him on life alert and shit.
Back from the dead.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. He's addicted to clinics.
The emergency room in particular.
He's addicted to that cocktail and shit.
It is,
needle,
bro.
Makes me feel good, dog.
That's what my wife said, man. Yeah, that's what my wife said. Like, he tries out new doctors for, like, more opium.
So,
right. He's just different towns all across the United States. Hey, I need to do a show, man. I need my shit.
I got your medicine.
We gotta go, man. Oh, man.
All right, fool.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling us, man. What's up, fool?
Yo, what up, fool?
What up, fool? Who's this?
Chilling, dog.
Rory!
Give us a little hug, dog.
Give us a little hug, dog.
Oh, shit, man. What's up, guys? How's it going?
Good, dog.
Chilling, fool.
Thinking about you, dog.
Good times, bro. You know, right here. Talking about Straight Outta Compton and police brutality and good cops, bad cops.
Hell yeah.
Oh, shit, man. You guys been dropping knowledge the last couple weeks, man. Fucking great shows.
You're welcome, dog.
Bro, we might fucking drop more knowledge right now, dog.
Oh, shit.
I might get booked in Seattle, dog. What's up with that shit?
Yeah, hell yeah.
In October.
I'll be down there in San Jose, man.
All right.
God damn, hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, I got a new job up at this one of the biggest pot farms in Washington up here, man.
God damn, hell yeah. Yeah. I was going to tell you.
Come check that shit out when you guys are up here.
Yeah, bro. I know a good burrito place in San Jose, bro. La Vic. Casa Vicky, too,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, dude. There's like 3 good spots over there.
Maybe I know more. How you like them flour tortillas.
Absolutely.
Yeah, meat or non-meat. No meat.
Non-meat.
Meatless.
Meatless, dog.
Meatless in Seattle.
Meatless in Seattle, big dog.
Hell yeah,
dude. You going to make it back up to Seattle or not?
Yeah, man.
Awesome, yeah, man. Yeah, we'll be able to take you to my buddy's rec store up there and get you all hooked up. And yeah, we're good to go.
Hell yeah, man. We'll go to Shanghai with you, fool. Don't even trip.
Hell yeah, bro. Hey, brother, what's up, fool? Don't kill nobody.
Fucking Rory, dog. Hell yeah, dog.
Oh, shit, man. Fuck yeah, man. Another great show. Thanks for taking the call, man. Appreciate you guys doing this shit.
Thanks for calling, bro. Yeah. I'm doing that show also, man. This is not happening. I don't know if I told you.
Yeah, seen that. Did you? How'd it go? How'd it go the other night?
I got it. And then last night, I did the practice run, you know, with Joey Diaz. It was a good show. Yeah,
they tore it up.
Yeah,
about time, man. People started recognizing, right? Shit.
Hell yeah. You know what's up, dog? That's right. It's about the heat is in my ass.
Yeah, just got to get you on that Oprah show next. I'll be doing all right, huh?
Gonna be sitting on the couch, dog.
All right, big dog.
Shout out to you and your wife, Rebecca, dog.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys, and I'll let you guys get back to some other people, man.
Hell yeah. Keep shining, dog. Be cool.
Yeah, appreciate it. I'll see you guys here in a couple weeks.
Thanks, fool. What's up, fool?
Glenn's bomb. What's up? Hello. Who is it? Who's this?
Who is it? Who's this? Rory.
What's up, Rory?
What up, dog?
How's it going, man?
Right here, dude, chilling with fucking Washington's finest over here, dog. How's the fucking farm, dog?
Thank you, Bram. Lisa loves that pen, by the way.
Yeah.
Huh?
The manager.
Lisa, the manager, loves that pen.
Thank you very much.
Oh, good. Awesome, dude. Fuck yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. Then this fool found the fucking on the treasure hunt. Thank you very much for the rig. I couldn't get hold of me.
I was in the middle of Home Depot trying to get on that shit, and I didn't have service, man, so fuck, I couldn't get on. so couldn't guide him.
It's all good, dude. I fucking texted me, and then he fucking dropped the pin, and he found it, dude. It was awesome.
Dropped the pin. It was good, yeah. Well, fucking A, man.
I'll be holding it for you.
You guys had a lot of good callers so far?
Yeah, we got a lot of good callers. Dude. A lot of women callers. Three, right?
Yeah, three ladies, you know?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good for Rodrigo now, you know? He's back in the game, back in the market, so...
Back in the market, bro. He was off the market for a while, but we brought him up.
I got caught up on that today. That's all I heard.
One world, one love, dog.
That's what happened.
Oh, no, man. That's cool.
I'm saying now we're back for round two, you know what I'm saying?
Second time around.
Shout out to your lady, Rebecca, and the fan band.
We were with a guy in Merced who had a... Michael Jordan's tennis shoes, and it had like an electric dab on it.
Oh yeah. Those are sick. Those are expensive, man. Fuck, dude. Some of those rigs.
How hard is it to make one?
Mothership, huh?
How hard is it to make one?
We could probably get the Native American to make one.
You go on Instagram, look up Mothership.
Mothership.
You're talking $30,000 pieces. They're up here from Bellingham.
God damn! Hey, fool! I want to buy a rig, not a house, dog.
I said,
I want to buy a rig, not a house. What's it called,
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, people are crazy, man. They just created this, you know, like, just with social media, you know, created this frenzy, just like shoes, right, with Nike and shit. Exactly like Jordans, that they've just created this. And it's all just, I don't know. It's insane, dude.
I'm out on that.
People are sleeping on the couch, bro, but they got a $30,000 rig, you know?
Fuck that.
I've seen these people, bro. I've seen these people on Instagram. Dab Central, you know, with their mom.
Dab Central,
baby crying on the side.
Hell yeah, dude!
Hey man, I'm coming to Bellevue, Washington.
At the what is that? That parlor?
Parlor bar, baby. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Well, I'm sure you guys got more interesting people to talk to.
Nah, fuck that. This is cool. Thank you very much for calling, though. You're a bad motherfucker, dog. Thank you very much for you guys' support.
Thank you for the scavenger hunt.
Hell yeah, dude. You guys are cool motherfuckers,
for sure,
dog.
Man. Much love. Dude.
Since the beginning. Yeah.
Well,
what's up, man? Up? Who's calling?
What's up, fool? It's Rory from Monticello.
Ah, dude.
Rory!
What's happening, dog?
What's happening, man?
How's it going, man?
Good.
How's
dude?
The plant business?
What's up to, man?
Chilling, dog.
How's the farm looking?
Oh, it's looking real good, man. Can't wait for you guys to come out. Hey, I'm going to put somebody on the phone for you.
Yeah.
She don't want to jump on the phone. She's being shy.
All right.
Your little daughter? Whatever.
No, Rebecca.
Rebecca, what's up, fool?
No, farm's looking good, man. How's it going, guys? Getting ready to record that special or what?
Yeah, we're going to record that special on August 27 at the San Jose Improv. Two shows. My wife is going to be there hanging out. We're going to have a good show. And also, man, we're going to, after we record the album, we're going to make 100 vinyl albums that we're going to sell.
Oh, no shit!
Yeah, so people could frame them and put them in their house. We're coming to Parlor Bar in Seattle.
Yep, we'll be there. We'll be there. I'll bring a lot of people through, man, for sure. I don't know how much free time you guys are gonna have, but I'll take you guys out. We'll do some.
Yeah, November 3rd to the 5th.
Oh shit! Yeah.
How was your 4th of July?
Oh, it was good, man. Lit off a lot of fireworks. A lot of fire. Like those ones you're talking about, those mortars.
Yeah.
We go to the reses over here, the reservation. That's where they sell all those over here. You can't buy them like normally.
Those are the ones that you can hold and shoot in the, are those the ones you hold and shoot in the air?
Well, no, they have a tube. It's like you actually, it has like a 3-inch tube. And you drop that mortar down inside there, and it shoots. It's like the ones you see at like Disneyland or something like that.
Damn,
smaller.
Wow. You know, Native Americans know how to build them, huh?
Oh, dude, it comes from China actually. But I got a little crazy. Rebecca gets mad at me, dude. I'm like a little kid at Christmas, bro. I spent too much money on that shit, man. Yeah, but it's a lot of fun.
Well, where you at right now?
Yeah, have a good. I'm actually at the house, shit, man. Taking a break. I was actually. A little sick, so like, fuck, man, get a chance to call into these guys.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
You have a good vacation, Rodrigo, or what?
It wasn't really a vacation, but it was cool, man. Fucking, I had fun, man. Nice to see fucking the people I haven't seen in a long time.
Good. Is that your Ruka on that picture, on your Instagram picture?
No, I don't have a picture of her yet.
Okay.
Up there. No.
He don't show no picture of his lady. He's like Fluffy.
Not official yet. When it happens, we'll do it.
He's like Fluffy, all man. Right. He don't show none of his family members. Just Volkswagens. Put him up, and birds.
No, we'll put him up.
His family's a mystery. It's all good. It's all love.
Good, man. Well, I'm glad I got in to talk to you guys, man.
I'm glad we talked again.
You guys here in a couple months.
Fuck yeah, yeah, dog. Always nice seeing you, dude. You and your lady. You guys are fucking awesome.
Yep. Take care, guys. See you later.
Du suchst nicht einfach nur ein Auto, sondern den perfekten Begleiter? Du willst direkt durchstarten, auch ohne festes Ziel? Du willst voll aufdrehen und erleben, wohin dein Weg dich führt? Du kannst es gar nicht abwarten, endlich loszulegen? Dann passt der Seat Ibiza Style perfekt zu dir. Jetzt schon für 87 Euro monatlich, ohne Anzahlung. Alle Infos unter seat.de.